You can bring up anything if you just dial a toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Wayne.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We are still receiving calls about the situation that sort of resulted in me sitting in jail for an entire weekend. Of course, the couch in the yard situation is what I'm talking about up here in Keene, New Hampshire. My tenants had a couch out in their yard. Somebody complained about it. The city bureaucrats came and threatened me. I tried to resolve things peacefully. They decided that they wanted to put me in a jail cell over it. And that's what ended up happening. Of course, I ended up going ahead. I completely non-cooperated on the trial date. I did not do what they wanted me to do, and I did not answer the questions they wanted me to answer. I attempted to ask questions of my own, was shut down, was essentially railroaded into a jail cell. And yet some people, the critics out there, are still unsatisfied. They wanted me to go through with the entire 93-day sentence, and they're very some of them are very, very upset that I didn't do that for them or whatever. But one of the main reasons, the main reason why I didn't do that was because I was concerned about my family. And I'd like to point out that Julia is going to be on the show tomorrow night, so she will have the opportunity to speak for herself for the first time on this particular issue, because I've been putting, you know, words in her mouth essentially over throughout the entire week, and so it's only fair, you know, to have her address some of these complaints. So I've asked her to go through some of these critics and their posts, for instance, over at freekeen.com, at you know, in the comments section, and over on the Free Talk Live BBS, where the critics are particularly nasty, and actually select some select critique. And we'll read some of that on the air here. That way she can actually respond to it. But, you know, even in the chat room, some people are kind of being there's at least one person there being a little bit nasty. I'm not sure if he's joking or not. But he says, I think I'd rather hang out in jail than have some girl using emotional manipulation to control me. And look, you don't understand the situation. What happened was I hadn't actually spoken with Julia at all. And she hadn't given me any warnings or anything like that. You know, she didn't say, you better get out as soon as you possibly can or else. She didn't do anything like that. But I did understand that this was not going to be an easy time for her. And I, number one, I mean, not just from an emotional standpoint, but also from a work standpoint. She works 50 hours a week at the job that she works as a manager at a restaurant. And that's a lot of damn work. Coming home, you're tired. The right. Last thing you want to do is come home and spend another 45 minutes editing the Free Talk Live archives and uploading them onto the internet, which is something that she would have had on herself to do. Essentially, she'd be the responsible
right.
one for doing that.
If the podcast listeners would like to have a podcast, they have to understand that somebody has to put that podcast up, and that thing right. isn't easy or quick. I don't know how to do it. I've got a little bit of instruction from Julia there, because I saw how powerless I was when you went away. But I don't think any of us had the idea that you would be going
Nobody
away
did.
For 93 days.
Yeah,
nobody
I
did.
Was shocked. I was. Well, tell me something, though. What if it were 30 days?
It would not be an easy 30 days. I mean, I'm sure that it would. I can't speak for how Julia would feel about it, but either way, that's still a burden on her that I don't want to have placed on her if I don't have to have it placed on her.
You know, it's not always easy to do activism. You know, you don't get to do it necessarily in the time or place that you want to do it. For instance, Rosa Parks is a great example. Who knows what she was thinking beforehand? Did she say that I'm going to sit in the front of this bus and I'm not going to move? Well, how did she know the bus was going to be too full or whatever the instance was? She did it. She did what she did, and it went real well in that particular instance. And some's going to go well and some isn't. So I wouldn't be the one to critique you on something like that, because there is a business to run here, in the sense that it's a pro-liberty right. business that is bringing lots of people to New Hampshire. There's stuff to be done here. I don't think I'm of the opinion that there would be several steps to achieving liberty in New Hampshire, and that would be first to get the message out. And some people can do that through civil disobedience, but currently the idea is to get people to move here.
And I think helped with that. I think this helped get the message out, and it got plenty of coverage on blogs across the internet.
But to sort of take the other side on this, to some extent, I want to say that I'm not saying that anything is bad or wrong here, but I think that if it was, you know, excluding the radio show from this instance, the more powerful thing to do from a from a civil disobedience standpoint would have been to sit in the jail all 93 days.
I agree with you.
Okay, great.
There's no doubt about that.
Right. That's good. You need to acknowledge these things, because once you acknowledge it, the complaint disappears.
Well, okay? Wait a minute. Didn't you? Okay, maybe I didn't acknowledge it tonight, but I'm pretty sure I acknowledged it over this past week, and I pointed out that I think that it would have been even more interesting to see what would have happened in that case, because if I just continued to sit in there and I continued to be non-cooperative with the judge, then it would be very interesting to see what the activists would do as a result of that. I mean, we'd already seen the burgeoning of the activity, the websites being launched, the phone calls being made, but it only lasted for 3 days. What would that have culminated in if they'd had the entire 90 days to continue ramping up and doing other things and generating new ideas?
Usually, when you have disagreements with people and things like that, what you're dealing with is expectations. And I think that there are people out there that have the expectation that since you preach, civil disobedience, that you would then, and you have practiced.
Well, I'm sorry.
Wait. And you have practiced civil disobedience well up until this point, that you would have taken it all the way to the door.
Right, and that's what I have a problem with.
It's an expectation.
Well, they need
issue.
To correct their damn expectation problems, because, look, I am not trying to be Lauren Canario, and I'm not trying to be Russell Canning, two of the other people that have done civil disobedience and non-cooperation to a much more extreme degree than I have. Even if I had stayed in there all 93 days, Mark, let's say I had stayed in there all 93 days, then, you know what, I would have gotten out, and the expectation would have been that, hey, what the hell? You went in there and you didn't go into solitary confinement. You aren't principled enough. BS. That's not true, Mark. There are absolutely people out there that would say, you know what? You preach non-cooperation and civil disobedience, and yet you bowed down and you gave them your name, and you actually walked with them when they wanted to take you somewhere. You should have completely non-cooperated, gone limp, made them, you know, force them to carry you everywhere, just like Lauren Canario does. Well, you know what? I didn't intend to be Lauren Canario. I do have things to do outside of civil disobedience. It's not my full-time gig to do this. And I don't advocate that people who do non-cooperation do it balls to the wall. I don't advocate that. I advocate baby steps. I advocate that people do a little bit here and there. Try saying no to some bureaucrats. Try saying no to that particular rule. See what happens. Test the waters. This was testing the waters. And I did do non-cooperation, and then I decided to mitigate the damage. So sue me. You know what? You guys can talk a lot of trash. You come out here, you spend the 93 days, and then we'll all praise you for being so ballsy. How's that sound?
I can't disagree with that either. Lauren Canario and Russell Canning and the people that do the non-cooperation, I can't remember what the guy who's the outlaw manicurist, they get high praise on this show.
They sure do, and those are people that actually go out looking for this kind of stuff.
But they can afford to do it, Ian. And in the past,
yeah,
you've always stayed away from putting yourself in that position just for the reason that you wouldn't be able to do the show.
That's true.
And you missed the show for 2 nights because of that. And it was 2 nights is doable, but 3 months, 93 days is not doable for you.
So, again, Julia is going to be on the program tomorrow night, and those of you that have a problem, you'll be able to actually hear what she has to say about things at that time.
You know what? I want to address something else, too. There are a few of the statists who have critiqued you and other liberty activists for being like teenagers who don't want to be told what to do, and I think they're missing the point here. Would you like to address that?
No, you should address it, Wayne. I thought you wanted to address
it. Well, I want to hear your take on it, but when I hear that, they just don't get it. They don't understand that there's just too many laws in this country now. And we have to look at that. We have to look at all the piles and piles and millions of laws we have at the federal, state, and local levels.
I'm sure they break some laws, people.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. But
I imagine
that
I bet you Michaela breaks laws. She's got that kind of pothead demeanor to her, right? She's a greenie. She snowboards. Her boyfriend snowboards. I mean, I was looking at the profiles, right? The woman that complained about me. I'm sure she's broken her set of laws. It's just that she's pretty insulated. If she was to get picked up, her buddies in the city would probably have her turned out in an instant.
That's right. And you know, the only way that injustices or bad laws are repealed eventually is through civil disobedience and people refusing to obey them. Well, it's not that people were being teenagers and we don't want to be told what to do. We're willing to be good citizens and listen to all the just laws. But
right. It's a demand issue. And what Ian's doing is creating a demand for, the courts to decide whether people have to stand or not, for courts to decide whether people can ask questions at their trial, for, all kinds of things. And I think that there needs to be a demand created. Now, I don't think that the couch was necessarily the greatest opportunity. However, I do understand the statement that you do the civil disobedience that you're handed.
More coming up. You take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features there include the bulletin board system, lots of discussion, all kinds of topics, serious issues, fun stuff. You find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI, they do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They're the number one sponsor of Free Talk Live. They make it so that this show, it's possible that you can listen to this show and listen to it six nights a week. Support SACL CAI any way you can. If you own a business or you know somebody who does, recommend that they turn their accounts receivable over to SACL CAI. You can find out more by checking out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's on the right-hand side of the page. It's the top banner. SACL CAI.
1-800-259-9231. That's the number. You take control of the airwaves. Otherwise, we go to the stuff that we've brought in to discuss tonight. And, Mark, you had something from way across a few ponds, at least, to New Zealand, where apparently there's some libertarian action going on over there. What's happening?
Well, this article is, I guess it's written by Ziggy. He says, currently in New Zealand, there are two libertarian-leaning political parties. The first of these parties is Libertarians. With a Z
with an
at the
NZ
end.
At the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Libertarians, or right. Libertarian NZ, whose general ethos seems to derive from stereotypical hardcore libertarian philosophy by taking absolutist positions on individual sovereignty, the non-aggressive axiom, and property rights. I've also heard that some suggest that they worship the insanity of Ayn Rand. The second of these parties is ACT, whose ethos is far more of the moderate classical liberal mentality. Smaller government, adherence to civil liberties, emphasis on individual choice and the importance of free markets. ACT had originally been a campaigning think tank, Association of Consumers and Taxpayers, which drew support from both left and right of the spectrum. Libertarian NZ currently has no representatives in New Zealand's national parliament, where it's a different story with ACT. When everybody was preoccupied with the U.S. elections, an election where the Libertarian Party performed dismally. Down in New Zealand, there was a general election occurring, an election where ACT more than doubled its number of seats in New Zealand's national parliament. Sure, the center-right's national party won a clear majority. However, in a multi-party parliament system, votes can sometimes be close, and when they are, the smaller parties can have some sway. So, so were the libertarian-leaning folks keep an eye on whether ACT managed to get the current government to adopt more libertarian-type stances? And I'd agree that it doesn't, you know, just a few people in there is a good thing. Certainly, the more the better. Of course, your hardcore anarcho-libertarian will nitpick and say that the likes of ACT aren't principled enough. However, ACT have far more say in government than they ever have or will. I guess that's the principled folks. It's a pretty fair conclusion that moderate libertarianism, classical liberalism, can score some success and is more likely to succeed. Of course, there's no telling any hardcore libertarian that, and plus some might say that what happens in New Zealand is unlikely to have any influence upon global political trends due to Australia and New Zealand's somewhat geographic isolation.
Well, I wonder what somebody who's actually in New Zealand would have to say about this. Somebody who is a little more familiar, perhaps, with what's going on. I mean, Ziggy, he's probably paying as close attention as possible, but reality is he lives in the UK.
Yeah, he's half a world away.
So, I mean, I don't know what this ACT is all about. I mean, I have heard of the Libertarian NZ group before. We've never heard of ACT. I don't know, you know, what's going on over there. We don't really have New Zealand callers. We do get some occasional Australian callers and emailers. So really don't know what's going on in New Zealand. I don't know. I mean, maybe ACT is kind of small government on some issues. Maybe they're big government elsewhere. So I don't know what he means when he says they're moderate.
If it's an association of taxpayers, it generally means, you know, smaller, lower taxes.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay. That's what it stands for, Association of Taxpayers?
Yeah, Consumers and Taxpayers.
Gotcha.
Or Association of Consumers and Taxpayers or something is what
okay.
it stands for.
Well, I see what he's coming from. I mean, he's saying that those positions have been more successful, and if that's true, then that's great. I mean, if what he says is accurate, then fantastic. I mean, you do what you need to do to make government smaller. However, here in the United States, we have this group of people calling themselves the Republicans, and they usually talk a good game. I mean, a lot of them do. Not all of them. But
Until
some
they get
of them
into office.
Great. Some of them are big-time warmongers, but many of them talk a good game about smaller government and reducing government involvement in people's lives and reducing taxes, and they never actually end up doing anything about it. So
They grow it. I mean, we had the Republicans in power completely from 2000 to 2006, right. And or was it 2001 to 2007? Anyway, we had them. They were completely in power at that point, and they just grew the size of government. They did it more so than the government grew under Clinton, which wasn't entirely under Democrats. And I shudder to think what's going on here, especially if we lose two more Republican senators in the U.S. House or U.S. Senate. I think it's going to be really crazy stuff. But we don't have a parliamentary legislature.
That's
the
true
same
too.
Way. Third parties in the United States are they're obscured, sidelined, ridiculed. You know, Michael Medved calls the Libertarian parties the losertarians, and then says something about Harry Brown.
That's
every
cute.
Harry Clown.
He's still talking about Harry Brown
every chance he gets. It's a funny joke.
He's dead.
Right. He's been dead.
Yeah. No, Medved's a loser.
But
he is.
But so there's third parties here don't have the sway that they do in England, maybe mm-hmm. Australia. I don't know. Australia is a cesspool of socialism, and the Australians tune into this show to get a little bit of sanity now and then, and thank God for them. New Zealand, it's my understanding that they don't even have a constitution, that their party, their government can be turned on a dime if the voters get them in and get in a new group. And
that could be a good thing. I mean, if you could get a bunch of liberty-minded people.
Honestly, you could do that in the United States, too, because our constitution, although we have one written on paper, it doesn't. They don't follow it. So if you wanted to do away with the post office, I don't think that anyone would call it unconstitutional.
Plus, the evidence proves that moderate, so-called moderate libertarianism, which is in my opinion, a complete contradictory statement. The idea that that's somehow more popular or more likely to get people elected is absolutely absurd. We saw the evidence, at least here in the United States, it's absurd. I don't know the details about New Zealand, but it's absurd here because look at what happened with Bob Barr. As we analyzed after the day after the election, his vote totals were not even close to the number one libertarian presidential candidate's vote totals of all time.
That's the point that I was trying to make with the parliamentary the statement. Yeah. The fact is, in New Zealand, if you vote in a principled fashion, or England, for that matter, if you vote in a principled fashion, your party may vary. It's basically they take the amount of votes and then they give that total for each party. Then they give that party the amount of that amount of seats in far as a percentage. So if Libertarians got 10% of the vote,
they get something.
They'd get 10% of the seats, and that would change everything here in the United States. However, now in the United States, you basically get two choices.
Right.
And because of that, people have this zero-sum situation where they say, well, Ron Paul can't win, so I'm going to vote for Giuliani in the primary because I think he'll be better for whoever the Democrats put up. Like, they have this whole strategy thing that is designed around our system. Our system, in that sense, is flawed.
And the Libertarians thought that they could get more votes by watering down their message, and it turns out that they didn't. That Harry Brown's campaign from 1996 very nearly eclipsed the Bob Barr campaign totals.
And in percentage, it was greater still.
This is true. And also, Harry Brown didn't have the Internet to help spread his message back then. He didn't have the Internet to help him fundraise back in 1996. And Bob Barr didn't even come close to what Ed Clark got back in 1980. So,
in votes.
Yeah, the moderate message, W squat. For liberty here in America. More on the way. It just confuses people about what a libertarian is. Now they think it's a small government conservative, which is not what a libertarian is. More on the way. You take control. At least it wasn't.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, totally free, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go get interactive and edit virtually anything you see there. It's the point of the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's how you get to it. wiki.freetalklive.com. And I mentioned the Ave Maria town is apparently having their grand opening, and it's been a while since we talked about this, but it's in the news again and worth talking about, especially since... Now, you actually grew up a Catholic, Wayne, right?
I think so.
So this, maybe will hit home for you a little bit here, and we'll get to the story in a moment. But just to let you know, last night we talked about the idea of private restrictions on private property and the idea of getting people together to 100% agree to abide by certain strictures and a certain set of rules. And we know that that already exists in the form of deed restrictions. And there are some planned communities with some stores in them, and those certainly do exist. But what you have in the case of Ave Maria is, I think, a community that takes it a little bit further. And you've got an actual religiously themed, oriented town. The entire town is based in, I believe, the Catholic religion. It was founded by the guy who created Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
Let me get into the story here. Good Morning America featuring this at ABCNews.com. The Florida town of Ave Maria is like many other large family neighborhoods. The town will have 11,000 homes in its community. That's pretty big. I think that's, you know, that might be the size of Lake Keene, maybe a little where we live here in New Hampshire. I mean, I don't know how many houses there are here, but I know there are about 23,000 people, so 11,000 homes, two people per house, maybe a few kids.
Isn't that down Route 75 between Sarasota and Naples?
I believe it is. Maybe in the middle of the state a little bit more. Anyway, unlike so many other communities, Ave Maria has a specific purpose. The quaint location isn't built for golfers or retirees like so many other Florida developments. Ave Maria is a refuge of sorts for Christian values in a secular age. It opens its gates to the public for the first time this Saturday. And it's the brainchild of Domino's Pizza founder Tom Monahan, who built the town as part of his lifelong dream. The staunch Catholic envisioned a community that would draw residents who shared his Catholic values. He said, "I put basically everything I had into it, not only my money, but the rest of my life." The town is centered in an 1,100-seat Romulan Catholic, or Roman, rather.
Romulan. Excellent.
A darn Star Trek promo you were playing the other day. Anyway, Roman Catholic Church and a traditional Catholic university. No adult bookstores or strip clubs adorn the town, and local businesses are urged not to sell contraceptives or birth control. Mm. But some civil libertarians are raising objections to this modern-day city of God. I don't see how you could possibly be a libertarian and object to this, which, again, just shows that the people in the news media do not understand what the term libertarian actually means.
Well, they said civil libertarian, and that's essentially somebody who believes in civil liberties. And, I'm sure there's somebody out there who has some kind of concern, and I have a concern, but my concern basically is going to keep me away.
American Civil Liberties Union spokesperson said, "It's too early to tell from the facts whether there's a constitutional violation, but we're mindful and alert. The founders insist the town is open for anyone else or for anyone to reside in." Monahan has said his goal is to help as many people as possible get to heaven, and he hopes these homeowners will have a head start. So they don't really get into too much detail about how the community is actually going to be run, but it's my understanding that you have to sign an agreement to live in Ave Maria. That you have to, at some level, agree to, you know, maybe property standards and things like that, but also standards of behavior may also be involved here. You may have to agree to abide by certain rules. And it could be rules for your kids to follow, for you to follow as residents of the town, for business owners to follow, as they were saying here. It's saying that businesses will be encouraged to not sell contraceptives. As I recall earlier when we were talking about it, that was just simply going to be a no-no. That was just going to be off-limits. So if Walgreens wanted to come in there and open a store, sure, you can open a store as long as you don't sell contraceptives there. And so that would be part of the
agreement. The entire town. Likely he could just, you know, "Oh, I see you did sell some contraceptives here. Looks like I'm not going to be able to renew your lease." So, you know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the guy can do what he wants.
I lived in a planned community like this at one time. And before, when I was interested in buying the house, they actually handed me the bylaws book to read because I had to agree to them before I could even buy the house.
Mm-hmm.
So at least I knew what I was dealing with. In the case of moving into a city like Keene and you buy a house, you don't really have real access to a lot of those rules.
No, you don't have access to them. And you could go and pore through their rules if you wanted to. However, the difference there is that those were created and forced upon people. Those were created without the consent of the people that are forced to abide by them. Whereas the people that are moving into Ave Maria or into a privately owned community like that, into a deed-restricted area, are going to completely be understanding that they consented to those rules, they agreed to them in advance. And there's usually a process with which to change those rules. There's usually some sort of monthly meeting or quarterly meeting or something like that, or maybe annual. I don't know how often they happen. I guess it depends on your neighborhood. But there is a process. There's usually a president of the neighborhood association, and that's where, of course, all the neighborhood Nazis end up going towards.
See, I wonder if they're going to have how many convents they're going to have there.
At the Ave Maria?
Because nuns do not like me.
Yeah, I don't think you probably aren't going to be moving down there because you're settled up here in New Hampshire where we have a whole lot more freedom than they do down in Florida. And they are saying, apparently, that this is going to be open to every religion, ethnicity, and age. This is according to their own website. So apparently it's not going to be as restrictive as it maybe could be as far as letting people in. And maybe that's because they're afraid of a lawsuit from people like the ACLU. But as far as I'm concerned, if it is your private property, you should be able to set whatever darn rules you want to. If you don't want to allow people in because you don't like the way they look, you don't like the color of their hair or some other absurdity, then you should be able to make those decisions. And you'll suffer whatever market consequences come as a result of you making those choices. So I think the ACLU and any other organization that has a problem with Ave Maria should just shut the F up and go create ACLU land where anybody can do anything.
And there's plenty of those around anyway.
Well, the problem with ACLU land that Ave Maria likely will not face is that, and maybe they will, maybe there'll be some lawsuit that's brought against them, like Denny's and not serving, African Americans or whatever. But, I'm retracting. Maybe Ave Maria will have problems. I hope that they do not. But ACLU land is going to have a lot of problems because the government's going to be right in there with a substation, right in the middle of it.
Now, if you're in Ave Maria, one of the things you can absolutely do is you could create your own sort of private identification service. You could create a little private plate for people's cars if you wanted to, or a sticker or something like that, so people would know that you're a community member and you wouldn't get a parking ticket or something like that if you were parking in certain areas, as opposed to maybe a guest that might have their that's parking in the wrong place, have their car towed. But when it comes to state governments, they're not allowed to mix religion with the state, or at least that's what I thought. We'll get to a story here in a little bit about Indiana and what they've decided to do with some of their license plates, which I think some people that are in favor of separation of church and state are going to have a real problem with. But first, we go to Ziggy across the pond in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live. Ziggy, UK, going once. Ziggy in the UK, going twice.
Hello.
Hey, there he is. Go ahead, sir.
Right. Property rights. Can I first of all, I want to give you some feedback about what people have said about you and the couch over here.
Yes, sir.
Well, a lot of people said to me, how dare you waste the court's time, even though I pointed out it was the court wasting your time.
Right. They were the ones that forced me to be there. Some people had suggested that I should have just not shown up and that then they'd only, like, slap me with a summons or something like that. But I'm sorry. I think
it was
that if you don't
charge,
show up,
they would have gotten
right, they'd failure to appear. They would fail to appear
said,
me and they'd show up.
Well, the couch, it's a health hazard.
Right. That's what people say. I don't understand how it's going to be a health hazard if, I mean, for one, people have compost piles. I've got a compost pile out at my house. Is that a health hazard? No, because it returns to the soil. So's the couch. That's what it was doing.
Yeah, it was pretty sunk into
the
yard.
There's been a case over here which might interest Ian. A guy built a two-story house in his barn, and he's been told to demolish it because it violates planning policy in that
awful
area.
And they'll come in there with a damn bulldozer if he doesn't do it.
He's been ordered by a court to demolish it. Well, basically, he was told he couldn't build it, so he built it within the barn.
Mm. And wow.
Well, Gavin actually lived quite near where this has happened, and he said basically it's because it's in a national park.
Now, Gavin is the Ron Paul of
that they want to keep everything historical and nice and beautiful and whatever.
Well, I'll find out what the rest of the story is. Hang on, Zig. We're going to bring you back. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote the show. Just head over to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll see an entire list of various different things you can do, things online, things offline, flyers, graphics that you can use to create your own flyers or whatever you want to do with them. They're up there for you to utilize to help get the message of this program out to as many ears as possible. So if that's something that you think you'd be interested in, please head over to promote.freetalklive.com and see what interests you. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. Bringing Ziggy back here, Ziggy in the UK, you're telling us that over there there's some guy who has been threatened by the code enforcers or the zoning bureaucrats because he built, what was it, a two-room apartment inside his barn? Was that what it was?
No, a two-story house.
Two-story house inside a barn, and apparently the government bureaucrats didn't appreciate that too much, so now they've threatened him with he needs to go ahead, all right, you've built the house, now you need to knock it down.
Yeah.
And what's the rest of the story there?
Well, basically the court has ordered him to get it demolished. This is not the first time this has happened. There was a story down in the southwest a few years ago of a farmer who built a house on his property, and they said that in that area they only have one-story properties. So what he did was he knocked the top story down and hid the bottom story under a mound, and then revealed that he had to knock the full house down because the council said he had to knock the full house down. And he went to prison.
Wow, prison. Wow.
I know.
Of course, that's what it always ends up.
He was released on appeal.
Yeah, but, and you know,
going back to you, Ian, I mean, I have to admit, there have been times when I thought that you have been a bit of an idiot, but I have to say, I inspired me. Because I felt, you know, someone needs to stick up for property rights. Basically, because, especially in this country, there is very little, there's decreasing respect for property rights. I mean, it begins very early on. People will come around your house and they'll say, oh, don't play that crap on your stereo. And you'll say to them, well, it's my stereo. If you don't like it, there's the door. And, but, you know, they think you're a kook for doing saying that.
Yeah, it's just really the whole property rights issue really is important to me, because I think that individual liberty is it's critical to have private property and to be able to do what you want with it. Otherwise, you just don't own yourself and you don't own the things that you think that you own. And it's clear that the government people do not actually believe. While on one side,
I'm actually interested whether next time someone gets done for any project member gets done for drug offences, whether they can go into court and say, well, if I do I own my own body? Because if I do, don't I have the freedom to digest what I want into my body?
Oh,
and if the
questions.
Government's telling me not to do these drugs, does the government lay claim to my body?
And, you know, I think that had somebody asked the question earlier, well, Ian, if you didn't have a girlfriend and you weren't concerned about that sort of aspect of getting out early to help out with your family and you were just sort of all alone, would you have stuck it out? And I said I probably would have, because I think that the appeals process would have been very successful in my case. I think that if I'd gone through the appeals process, it absolutely would have been a success. I mean, the judge is clearly out of control in his courtroom.
You're making like a blanket statement. I think that he was out of control at that moment. Go ahead, Zig.
Yeah, and that's enough to appeal and get that crap turned over. Zig, any other thoughts tonight?
Just one other quick story. In my area, basically, the Conservative Council have said that burger vans have to provide a salad option.
Isn't that silly?
Yeah, the Conservative Party, the party of small government, I'd add.
Oh, really? Of course.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thanks, Zig, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
They're going to tell you what you can sell in your snackmobile.
Your business.
Your Roach Coach. You have to.
You thought it was yours.
Yeah, you can't just sell chips and candy bars and microwave hamburgers
stuff
and that kind of thing.
Want.
You have to provide a salad option. But look, if salad options were viable economically, there would be salad trucks going around, giving all the construction workers with their beer guts and their
get
hard
your fresh
hats.
Salad over here.
They'd have salads, and you know there would be they'd have the blue cheese choices and everything.
Sure.
They'd have everything you want. But the fact is, most people want burgers, and you know if you want to provide.
Hey guys, it's a salad truck. Come on.
If you want to provide tofu hot dogs to the one construction worker in the whole damn city that wants that thing, you can do that. It's just that you'll go broke doing it.
Sure.
The space, the inventory space that these trucks have available to them is limited. They can only carry so many hot dogs, hamburgers, Italian sausages, microwave pizzas, and sodas, because you can believe after this it's the salads. Next it'll be juices. You must provide whole juices, not cocktail. You can't have the sweetened juices. It has to be organic juice or whatever.
It's nuts. I mean, and I agree with you there, Mark. Their space is limited, and when you're dealing with salads, you're dealing with making salads. You've got a situation where the stuff's going to go bad right quick. I mean, if you've got hamburger patties in a freezer, those are going to keep for a while. But salad? I mean, the lettuce? That's going to last you
a
day or two.
You can have a microwave cheeseburger in, I don't know how long a salad would last. I think you could go a couple, I mean, maybe 3 or 4 days, maybe, on the salad. But the, whereas when you're talking the microwave cheeseburger, 3 or 4 weeks, if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, Roach Coaches aren't known for the freshness and deliciousness of their fare, at least not the ones that I've experienced. I'm sure there's ones out there that are doing quite well that are offering really good stuff to people, but... You know, I mean,
you're talking about an incredible amount of spoilage, and that means food costs go dramatically through the roof.
Yeah.
So, again, it's just more evidence that you don't actually own what you think you do. That these bureaucrats that are willing to throw you in a jail cell actually own it because, well, nobody really wants to go to jail. And so they're not willing to stand up and say, no, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. What are you going to do about it? And why should they? Because nobody's going to back them up. There's no activists out there to help them out of jail. So you got to bow down. You got to get along to, you know, go along to get along. Let's continue with your calls. Sean in Arizona. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. I just want to say congratulations on your investments. That was absolutely amazing. I was very proud of you. And,
thank you, Sean.
That really lit a fire under my butt, let me tell you.
Good.
I wanted to call you guys and just talk a little bit about the power of government indoctrination.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, being from Canada originally, you know, I always believed that we had the greatest health care system in the world. And, you know, that was pounded into my head in the educational system and in the media and, of course, my parents, who were already indoctrinated. Now,
sure.
When I came out of high school at 18 years of age, I came out of high school a hardcore left-wing socialist. I didn't consider myself a socialist. I thought I was a... You know, I believed in freedom and liberty, but I was truly a socialist. And it was when I started debating the issues and seeing another side of the coin that I was never taught in school and another side of the coin that the media never presented to me in the first 18 years of my life, that I started to break free from those chains of indoctrination. And it took, you know, that started at about 18 years of age when I started debating issues and started studying the issues, and I found out about Ayn Rand and read her material, and it took another 3 years to actually completely break free from those indoctrination chains and you know, continue to learn more about freedom and liberty. The issue I had was my father, who I love dearly, has had 67 years of government indoctrination. And it just seems like no matter how much fact and logic I present to my father, he will skew the issues, he will convolute the issues to try and beat around the bush. And I got to tell you, that is incredibly frustrating.
Absolutely. When you can see that a loved one, somebody you care about, just isn't getting it, it's not clicking for them, they're actively fighting the ideas of liberty, it's so frustrating, and I totally understand where you're coming from. It happened with my mother, and it's just, you just have to move on. I mean, I know that sounds, for me, it sounds cold, man, it does, but I mean, it doesn't mean you don't have to love the guy and appreciate him for what he did do for you. I mean, certainly that's all something that people should do if they were good parents. If they beat you or something like that, then you certainly shouldn't appreciate them. But, you know, if he was a good parent and he did good with you generally, you should appreciate him for that. But, man, when people, your loved ones, your friends aren't getting it, it's just time to move on to better prospects, to just understand it better. It's sad, but we just have to move on and let it go, I think. And then maybe they'll be a little more curious and wonder, well, you know, looks like things are working out for you. This whole liberty thing seems to be doing something. And they're noticing some changes. Maybe they'll sort of get more inquisitive about what's going on in your life, or maybe not. My mom certainly doesn't give a flip. Hey, Sean, thanks for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate hearing from you, as always. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you know what? If she doesn't care, that's her business. She's enjoying her life. She's doing what makes her happy. More power to her. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.